Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Yes. Oh. Yes. And welcome to another edition of AMC Press and Co. This one's today. Well, what's today? 17th of August, 2016. Yes. As we ramp up on our fifth season for the summer, and then we go fasting the fall in a few weeks.
Still going to be in the fifth season, technically. We're nearing 600 episodes, so let's not get ahead of ourselves.
We're nearing 600, which is amazing. But, we have, before we get to the show, we have some news. Pinko, do you want to announce the news or should I?
How about we wait until everything's just officially up and going?
No, I meant about, not about that.
Not.
About, you're really not being specific.
I'm trying to without being specific. We have some new blood coming to the show.
Yes, but wait, let's wait until she's actually on the air with us to make the proper introduction.
Way to spoil things there, Red Hood.
All we're saying is that we might have some new blood coming to the show in the fall. Yes. And
breaking news.
Yes, we might have some new blood coming to the show, and she will see you in the fall, along with all of us. So, that, and we have other things up our sleeve that we really can't tell you about at the moment.
Yeah.
So, and Blackwood is on assignment.
Yes.
Blackwood is on assignment,
and
so he's... But to get started.
We should get... Yes. Yes.
But to get started.
Red Hood, have you ever wondered how to get tickets for the Olympics? Really? Do you know that there's there's an electric scalping ring?
Wait, Pinky. If you're asking me that, should I get tickets for next Olympics in Japan? Is that what you're asking me?
No, not necessarily. I'm just trying to get...
Or are you asking me how crazy the officials are?
Yes.
Getting tickets.
Or for scalping them, which is a big no-no, apparently.
I thought for a second that the tickets were free.
Yeah. That's what I thought too. But
Why would they be scalping them?
I don't know. Probably because
same thing that happened when the Pope tried to come here.
Right.
Same thing that happened when the Pope came to town. Gave out free tickets and people tried to scalp them.
Right.
Oh, right. The man in the silly hat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one that goes all around and pretends that he's Jesus.
He's not. He's the Pope.
You mean the one that they use the Pope mobile for?
Yeah. With that little Fiat.
Yeah.
You mean the one that Jesus Christ couldn't get?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one you mean?
Hey now, hey now.
Whoa.
What? I'm just saying, you said that this is the one you couldn't...
Open mouth, insert foot.
No, I'm not going to insert my foot in my mouth. That's disgusting.
Yeah, you just, that's what you did. Open mouth, insert foot.
No, I did not.
A bit, to be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, please. Really? Really? I mean,
yes.
You're being ridiculous. I mean, come on. Really? Chasing a man in a white hat? Come on. Oh. My apologies, then. Right. Pope. The Pope. Right. Yeah. It's free.
Yeah.
So the Pope, it's free for him. But yet you're saying that people had to pay to see the Pope?
Some people try to do it.
Yeah, people try. You can't. And then also when these people who are ahead of the IOC allegedly are doing something that is wrong, which they want things to come to light, doesn't that also put a very bad, doesn't that give the Olympics a very bad, what's the word, say, view? Or really put a damper on the Olympics?
Wait. What gives what? Not making sense to
you. You are so lost right now. Try to do something that's free that people actually have to pay for. That doesn't really seem fair now, does it? Nope.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, you could say the same thing for any event. Really, I mean, regardless if it's or not. I mean, regardless if it was the Pope or not, you've got to take it as with a grain of salt.
Yes, but there's common sense, Red Hood. There's common sense. And with what they're doing, doesn't really scream, Great Olympics! It means, shit, the
Olympics.
But
we all know that the Olympics are horrible.
This smells bad as a pool in a Rio. It smells like a fart.
Well,
the green pool like smells like
when
fart.
It comes to Rio.
So it's one thing for someone for things to happen, and yet
you see scalpers everywhere. Right. I mean, they're trying to crack down on it. But the biggest thing you're going to see...
But these scalpers just had to be Olympic officials. Allegedly Olympic officials. Do you see the irony? Do you see that?
Kind of.
Think about it, Red Hood. Especially when
you're dealing... I mean, like, I see the irony... I
when these are millionaires who are doing this for the simple fact that they wanted more money. Come on.
Scalpel of course they're
prices,
gonna.
And then they wonder why there's no bodies in those seats. Yeah, you wonder
I'll
why.
I'll pay you $20 to fill a seat.
I mean,
you know what, better
point,
make that.
They're ripping
better make
off.
That. Better make that five.
Five.
Or free.
Or free.
Or free. Free's good.
Free is definitely good.
Free is good, but, you know, if you're going with anything, you know, when you say free tickets, you kind of...
You say it better be free, not like $100 on the internet. I mean, come on.
I'm going to say yes and no. I mean, there is definitely things that are free. And then definitely things.
Free doesn't mean paying money for. And then not to mention, I think I should jump onto another subject.
Oh yeah.
That's also within this top. Within. Have you ever heard of a song by Ill Manners or from Plan B, Ill Manners?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Isn't there a line in it that says about
Plan B?
Yes, Plan B,
yeah,
Ill Manners.
The first lyric of it. Let's all go and we might see some illegal migrants.
Right. Which all relates back to the Olympics. The Olympics is facing a problem in Rio, I bet. I believe so from the Huffington Post. There's an article that has come out saying that they're not feeding their volunteers and they're overworked and underfed. Oh, wait, the IOC doesn't want this to be out there, but it is.
Oops.
Oopsie.
But it's constant. But it's constantly.
Right.
I'm thinking that so it's constantly out there, and
but the IOC doesn't want to make sure the Olympics looks good.
But the IOC or the POC, the IOC, POC, DOC. Same thing, different, how do you want to say it, different rules of exchangement. They want to promote goodness. This is what has been historical, you know.
Right, historically, because there was a special report on before the Olympics, even aired by Brian Gumbel, and he showed... him and his colleagues showed what the IOC isn't wanting people to see, so...
Of course, but not everybody... Like, yes, they got less money than other countries, so what? I mean, if you're saying that, you know, they had to do stuff with less money, true, but, you know...
We're not denying that.
What are you denying?
Not denying anything, but what they're doing is wrong, and it's pretty messed up. Especially
what
when
they're doing.
which has humanitarian issues running all over it.
Right, but those humanitarian issues don't get recognized. I mean, I watched the Bryant Gumbel too, and one it's kind of like, who wants to be an Olympic millionaire? Who wants to feed me this week? This, that, and the other thing. They don't realize they have families as well. You know?
Yeah.
And that's the even sadder part. Is that, you know, you have all these Olympic athletes. And you're saying that it's all worth it in the end. Well, if it's all worth it in the end, you might as well get little kids to do the same job.
Right, which is illegal.
Do you agree? Well, then...
Yeah,
of course it's illegal.
It's illegal.
But they're not going... What are you saying?
That what they're doing is wrong, and there's people that are there to work, and they're in these conditions. And I believe they should just move on.
Yes,
they're going to work, but they need fair working conditions too.
But the IOC doesn't see that.
Right. IOC just wants everything to be like a utopia. And people forget about their problems. Yeah, no, that's not the
case. Yes, but when you forget about your problems, you know that song, "Come on, forget your troubles, come on, get happy." That. You know. And, you know, that's what they're singing. You know, they're saying, come on, forget your troubles, come on, get happy, you know, chase all your cares away, work for us, make us happy, you know, get ready for the coming judgment day, something like that, you know. But at the same time, you're right in terms of the fact that when these kinds of conditions are offered, do you understand that they have to move heaven and earth to actually make these Olympics happen? And they don't have much time.
Right.
Once they are completely and utterly... once they're completely and utterly... bid is placed and everything like that. Like, while the Summer Olympics are happening now, the Winter Olympics have already been finalized.
Yeah.
So it's almost as if it didn't, as if one thing is going to happen when the other thing happens in the Winter Olympics, right? So it's
that shift to China.
Right, but so when is the Winter Olympics?
Oh. Wait a minute.
4 more years.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Johnny made a boo-boo.
What?
I meant not China. Sorry. South Korea.
Right? That's what I thought.
South Korea. Johnny made a mistake there.
It's not South Korea.
And now we should move on to our next
subject. Pyeongchang
2018. I think we should move on to our next and final subject that deals with Wally World, Walmart.
Let's get off of that subject.
With what?
Wally World, Walmart.
The Mart of Wall.
Yes. It's yours, Red Hood.
You mean Target?
No.
No, we mean Walmart.
We mean Walmart.
You mean Walmart.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay. What's happening with Walmart? Walmart.
It's your
right.
lead. It's your lead, right?
Yes. And the fact that now Walmart now has to pay an employee responsibility. Brilliant. Great. Not so good going. Honestly, Walmart, here's some news.
We
cutting out.
You're cutting out, Red Hood.
You're out. Cutting out.
I mean, honestly, the thing is that this is good because it says people, we're not screwing around. You know, and that's a good thing. You know, bravo for that. But Walmart, just watch your back, you know. It is one thing that paying somebody because they discriminated against companies don't get, you know, hounded. That's what I think of it is they don't think.
Redhead, you're breaking up.
We can't.
We honestly can't hear you. So you could be saying something and we wouldn't know.
Boom, boom, boom. You're breaking up.
Here. So.
I mean, good for them. It's one of those. Things. It's a great thing. But on Monday.
Yeah.
We wrap this over tonight.
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
So we will have
see
a
you on Monday.
Podcast.
Yeah. On that note, we're going to take you to